since it's radio and people can't see what we're looking at, can you tell me where we're sitting right now and kind of what's around?
Oh, everyone would want to come hang out at Camp Colton if they could see where we're sitting. We are nestled right below the San Francisco peaks, which are still snowy, in Hart Prairie, tucked off of a forest road, and just in a spectacular views in every direction. Just a truly special place that every kid should have the opportunity to experience.
So tell me a little bit about the curriculum. What are kids going to learn over the next couple of days here?
So the great thing about this curriculum is that it was developed in partnership with sixth grade science teachers and forestry experts, including people from NAU and the Nature Conservancy. So the focus is not just while the students are at camp. There's a week of learning before they come to camp. While they're up at camp, they're collecting data about trees. When they're back in the classroom, they analyze that data in more in-depth, and then they create a model of what a healthy forest around Flagstaff looks like. And so having a healthy forest means that it is less susceptible to catastrophic wildfire. And that's the real focus of, you know, when students are thinking about what's healthy and unhealthy, and then relating it to their own lives. Where do they live? Do they live next to a forest? Is it healthy or is it unhealthy? And how should we want forests around Flagstaff to look and be, you know, for generations to come?
Why did you think it was important to have a curriculum like that?
When I was a kid growing up, no one wanted to cut down trees. We were all supposed to be planting trees. And now when you drive around and look what's happening in our local forests, you see thinning happening. And I think it's really important that if students are living in this community, they understand why thinning is necessary for a healthy forest and how it's preventing wildfire.
I think a lot of grown-ups probably wouldn't know what the difference is between a healthy plot and an unhealthy plot. So how do you teach them that?
So, you know, we want this to be focused on student experience and discovery. So it is not someone lecturing about what's healthy and what's unhealthy. So we've picked two plots, one that has a lot of duff, has a lot of sickly, tiny trees crammed in close together, and one that is more open, has more space between the trees, has less duff. But then the students are gathering data. They're looking at tree species and tree height and tree size and number and measuring the depth of the duff and looking at soil moisture and taking all these measurements. And then they're using those measurements along with information they've learned in the classroom to decide what's healthy and what's unhealthy. When you're able to make those discoveries yourself, it's much more powerful and much more likely to stick with a student.
What about just science education, particularly this really hands-on science education in general? Why do you feel like that's something that's important to do?
So I think that we are at a time, as our community and just our country as a whole, where it's really important that people know how to think about different environmental issues and think about how their actions can change the future. And I think that there's no reason not to start local with local kids, having them understand in a hands-on way, in a way that will hopefully stick with them for years through these really experiential activities at camp, to really have those understandings and carry that through the rest of their life.
Is it your hope that they'll be able to go home and kind of explain to their parents this stuff?
Absolutely. So one part of this project, which we'll do in the fall, is that we will have a day or an evening where parents can come out and learn about what their kids have been learning and have the students kind of teach their parents what is happening.
All right. Okay. Thanks for talking with me.
Good.
Appreciate
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Thank you so much.